back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the first week of May. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was obsessed with all things mystical as a kid and turned that hobby into a tarot practice and eventually the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot. Are you guys as excited as I am about May? Like, personally, I love this month because for me, it's when things really start to feel like spring. Since I was in college, I've always looked at May as the real starting point. When I was in design school in Toronto, our classes would end in May, and that's when I would always head to Nike's headquarters to begin working from May to September with their apparel team, and that was kind of my summer job and how I got into the fashion industry. And that was why I was like, okay, now things are getting good. Now I really get to work. And when I graduated in 2005, May was the month that I moved to New York City to pursue my dreams in fashion and, you know, get my own apartment and really start my life. So nearly a decade later, the city still feels the most alive to me this month. Maybe it's also because mystically, May is known as the month of fairies. And fairies are super fun and mischievous little mofos who kind of come into life and come to celebrate in May that we've survived what feels like a forever winter. So yeah, my Tinkerbell vibes are totally coming out to play this week. I'm very excited for May to happen. Right now you're probably like, hello, I didn't sign up for a fairy forecast. What's up with the moon this month? And that is an excellent question, friend. So on Saturday the 4th, we have the new moon in Taurus at 6:45 p.m. EDT. So by the way, did you guys know that it has now changed from ST for standard time in the fall winter only to ED for daylight time in the spring summer as a result of daylight savings, apparently? I always mess this up and I'm like, what is this EDT thing? I'm just going to start using Eastern moon time year round, you know, like EMT, because it's all too confusing for me. But anyway, Taurus new moon is a really good time to plant seeds for what you want to grow this month. So this coming Saturday, 8:45 in the evening Eastern time. Really, if you do any rituals around the new moon, what is it that you want to manifest this month? What do you want to bring in? Taurus is ruled by Venus, so that's really a good time to focus on things that bring pleasure, things focused around love, beauty. And as you give energy to these things you want to manifest, it's important to still give gratitude to the abundance that you have around you, because that really helps for those things to come in, to grow. And you'll see results around this if you really do focus and give that energy, if you do any new moon rituals. I think you'll start to see this come to fruition by the full flower moon in Scorpio, which is at 4:11 p.m. EDT, or I should say EMT, on Saturday the 18th. So as we started to implement last month, I'm still going to utilize our cards from the 2019 overview poll, but as our additional monthly card, I'm going with the astrological cards as assigned by the Golden Dawn. So because they're astrologically aligned, they go with kind of the ruling sign of the month. This month we have Taurus, and Taurus rules the Hierophant. So the Hierophant in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck is this kind of cloaked religious figure sitting on a throne. In some decks, he's even listed or referred to as the Pope. On the card, he has two followers that are kneeling him, facing him, and there are two keys that are crossing one another at his feet. And these are said to signify kind of the unlocking of life's mysteries, or the balance between what's conscious and unconscious. In the Badass Bitches Tarot deck, this is Oprah, the teacher of aha moments and life lessons. To me, the Hierophant is less of a person, other than, of course, Mama O, and more of an inner voice or an inner guidance system. Those universal signs and symbols that Oprah loves to tell us and teach us about start to show up first, as she says, as a whisper. And if you ignore them, a louder audible voice. And if you disregard them yet again, in an undeniable shout. And that's kind of the Hierophant. The Hierophant is also about perspective, as represented in the keys that we mentioned in the OG card, balancing that inner world and material world, or how we kind of learn to live in this material world as a mystical being, or in a 3D world, as the material world is kind of known as a five-dimensional being, which is kind of that elevated mystical state. The Hierophant can be challenging for some peeps. It rules the fives, and after all, like, I still have not met any clients or friends or tarot fans that are like, man, I love the fives. When we see them, when we see Five of Pentacles, financial frustration, Five of Cups, the card of disappointment and pessimism, Five of Wands, i.e. conflict and tension, and Five of Swords, the Omarosa shady victory card, we're often like, oh my God, fuck my life, if we pull those cards for ourselves or have them pulled for us in a reading. You're not usually excited to see them. But upon deeper examination on these cards, like their ruler, the Hierophant, they are about perspective. When these triggers or setbacks occur, we can't necessarily control the world outside of us, but we can absolutely choose the lens that we view that through. So as an example, just last night, I was waiting in the lobby of my building for an elevator, and it was taking a pretty long time to arrive. A guy next to me was practicing the whole leave it trick with his dog, where he had a handful of treats and was training his dog to leave it until he, you know, commanded him to come forward and take the treat. I smiled and I was like, oh my God, your dog is so well behaved. My dog would leave that for a maximum of maybe 10 seconds and then jump up and help herself. And then the girl to my left started giggling and said, oh my God, that's exactly what mine does. It's so bad. And we're just like laughing about, you know, our dog babies. And the elevator finally arrives and we continue to talk about our dogs and, you know, all of their crazy antics. And when I got to my floor, I literally got off and was smiling. And I was thinking, I love this building. And I'm so grateful for that additional connectivity that Lola, my dog, has brought into my life. Because you really do connect as a pet owner with more people in out in the world, because they'll pet your dog, you talk to them. And I was just like, you know, giving kind of gratitude to Lola and to the universe for that experience. And literally, as I'm having this thought, I hear another guy behind me get off of my floor, who immediately starts yelling into his phone, fucking elevators, this building is the worst. And he's going on. And I'm like, wow, we just had the same exact experience for the last 5 minutes. The outside world made us both wait in that lobby. And some of us chose to focus on the cute dogs or the stranger's good vibes, while others of us pushed that up button repeatedly and could not wait to complain about the terrible experience after. That is Hierophant energy. And we have hundreds, if not thousands, of Hierophant teaching moments every single day. And when we use them and work with them, we can get those lovely aha moments. I personally like to picture Oprah from her Super Soul intro saying,
I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Such a magical Hierophant, that one. Oh my God. I love you, Mama O. But I'm going to get real with you guys. I'm not always the happy, smiley, gratitude girl. I'm far more that girl than I used to be, but sometimes I am the button pusher guy, because there are always new Hierophant lessons for us, and sometimes we don't get it right on the first go around. So here's a better example of that. Before I started to outline this podcast, I was looking at my iTunes overview list to see what number episode this would be, because sometimes I lose track. And I saw that my rating had dropped from 5 stars to 4.5. Oh my God, what? My heart was racing. I was scrolling to the rating details. So apparently only 22 of the thousands of listeners at this point of my podcast is, you know, only like less than a year old, have rated the podcast. So of those 22 people, 20 were 5 stars, 1 was 1 star, and 1 was 2 stars, resulting in an average 4.5 star rating. So I went into a full-on Hierophant crash course, cycling through the fives, 5 of Pentacles, oh my God, the low rating. These stars are everything. 5 of Wands. Who rated the 1 and the 2? Oh my God, do they hate me? Are they trying to send me a message? 5 of Cups. What will everyone think? Even podcasts with like 2 listeners have 5 stars, because that podcaster's mom and best friend rated them a 5. They have better ratings than me. People are going to think this podcast is garbage. Oh my God. Oh my God, how embarrassing. 5 of Swords. How quickly can I fix this? Should I just text or email everyone I know and ask them to immediately rate the podcast 5 stars? Then I took a breath. Wow, I just did all of the things I advise my clients and my friends to release. Tarot readers, they're just like you. They take out the garbage. They freak out about stupid things like podcast ratings. So anyway, I took the breath and I looked at this folder in my phone that I use in moments of not feeling great about myself. And this folder is titled Thank You, Magical Peeps. And it is all of the emails, direct messages, text messages, messages through my website that you guys send to me, whether it's thanking me for something that resonated on the podcast, telling me that a reading was really powerful and healing, telling me that something on Instagram, you know, really healed or struck a chord. And I save each and every one of those because they do. They bring me such gratitude and I'm so grateful. And that reminds me of why I do what I do. This is why I do the podcast. It really doesn't matter what the rating is. As long as this is resonating with some people out there, that's why I continue to do it. That's the hero fan energy in all of this. So this month, really lean into those lessons. And even when you start to spiral, even when you're like really in the five cards of like, this is the worst, that's when you can really allow yourself to choose where are you going to go with those feelings? What lens do you want to look at this through? And you know, if nothing else, channel Oprah, listen to Mama O's voice. It's always very calming. It's not necessarily always my favorite card, but it's one of the most powerful cards and you're always grateful for it afterwards. And that I do love about the Hierophant. So that card's going to be a hard act to follow, but I do think you're going to be happy with this next one. For our second card of May, back from the 2019 yearly overview poll, we got our card 10 of Cups. Okay, I love this card. This is a happy, happy, joy, joy, like no flip side to it. In the Smith Rider Waite, this is a couple and they're kind of dancing arm in arm, staring up at a rainbow in the sky that's filled with these 10 golden cups. And they have two children dancing in the background in the sunlight. 10 of Cups is really, it's the essence of that vision, right? It's just this happy family, this, you know, card of emotional fulfillment and abundance and celebration. Astrologically, the 10 of Cups is ruled by Mars. Yeah, Mars and Pisces. And Mars, when you think about it, is really action-oriented, go, go, go. It's also quite instinctual. It instinctually knows where to go, where to head. Pisces is kind of that intuitive and compassionate planet. And so these two make a very successful duo because you have that like action with intuition and compassion, which makes really like a happy, happy partnership, happy collaboration. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this is the fab designer duo, The Blondes. And I love these bitches. They are an incredibly loving, passionate couple. And their relationship is both, you know, romantic as well as they share a business of their couture line, which has been seen on literally everyone from Beyonce to Katy Perry to Lady Gaga. And this card is known as the happy family card, which is kind of a shared love experience. And I think that this is that they just embody that because they share that in their work, in their passion, in their creativity, and their love for one another. And having this card as our card for May could really be the next steps of that Two of Cups energy that we encountered in April. And it can also be the fulfillment after successfully working with the Hierophant. Like as I started to go through that like really surface material level spiral about the 4.5 stars, when I took that breath and I read my little, you know, folder in my iPhone of Thank You Magical Peeps, I was like, whoa, that is the happily ever after 10 of Cups energy, just reading those messages. So I think that this month is really going to provide some important, really strong lessons, but they're really going to culminate in love, abundance, and fulfillment of 10 of Cups. So and now we have our live shuffle, because I know you guys would miss it if I didn't pull at least one card live. The card of the week. Okay, Six of Pentacles. This is an upgrade from last week, and actually like a direct succession of, we had Five of Pentacles, which we just had that my whole tirade about the fives. That was the card of kind of financial lack mentality, of focusing on something outside of you, financial frustration, material frustration. And six is moving forward from that, of, you know, the lessons that you learn in the fives, then you move into the harmonies of the sixes. I love this card, and it's actually crazy that we got this one this week, because Six of Pentacles is ruled by the moon in Taurus, and we're actually going into a new moon in Taurus this coming Saturday. So it's perfect timing for the energy of this card. And when we think about the astrological rulings of that, Taurus is a slow and steady fixed earth sign. It's very reliable. It's not super fast moving. It's not impulsive like Aries. It's very slow and steady wins the race. It's also known for being, you know, a pleasure seeking planet. It's got, you know, Venus as its ruler. We also have that, so that kind of pleasure-seeking, like, earth energy combined with the moon. And the moon brings intuition, inner work, and self-examination. So the moon in Taurus really strikes a harmonious balance of knowing when to treat yourself and when to extend that energy outside of you, and sometimes when to reserve some of that energy for your future self as well. And the Smith Rider Waite, this is this dude holding a scale, and he's giving some coins away to the needy. He's putting some aside, saving them for himself, and he's kind of spending others. It's really that card of balance. And though it's pentacles, it can often be financial. It can also be energetic. So that can be like your time, your energy. It can be your financial means. But it can be often other material pursuit related as well. But it's really just that balance, the balance of energy. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, this is J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author and self-made billionaire. And when we think about J.K., she lives a pretty sweet life. Like, she's got, you know, a great house, all the things, living the dream, but she still gives a ton to charity. She's known for being very philanthropic, and she's also responsibly saving and investing and, you know, putting money into causes that mean a lot to her as well. And this week in that Six of Pentacles energy is going to bring some of that much needed balance after the Five of Pentacles week last week. So it's a really good succession, literally going directly in order of the Minor Arcana Pentacles. And I think that it's going to be, again, a much more harmonious energy this week, a little bit kind of an exhale, a little bit of just breathing in, settling in, being able to kind of feel some relief. So you guys got that all? Just in case, here is the month's recap. So for May, we have that Oprah Hero Fan energy, reminding us that life is our greatest teacher. And if we use these opportunities, even the super unpleasant ones, we can choose our lens and point of perspective. And that in and of itself can shift our happiness level. I mean, there are all these scientific studies being done right now from Brené Brown to the happiness equation and a lot of other scientists and authors that are showing we really can choose our happiness level. And the Hierophant is the teacher of that. So I think that it's just really embrace those lessons this month. And it's an empowering card, right? And then our next card of the month is, that is the easy, happily ever after, 10 of Cups, that emotional fulfillment card. And of course, this week, J.K. Rowling bringing in Six of Pentacles, some much needed balance, and helping us to kind of intuitively know when to treat ourselves, when to give to others, and when to save some energy and resources for our future selves. So thank you so much. I'm so excited for May, for our amazing cards, for the fairy energy that's on the way in. And as always, don't forget to check out Instagram Live tonight and almost every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Moon Time, whatever. Tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Time for an overview of the upcoming week and a chance to ask your own questions live. You can also, if you can't make the live, a lot of people will send me questions through in advance to badassbitchestarot.com or on Instagram direct message at cardzb. So I will definitely prioritize those if I get those in advance. I also have a fab new apparel collab with represent.com, so you can link directly through the notes in this podcast or go to my website, Badass Bitches Tarot, to check out. There's some pretty badass magical AF tees and tanks, some wanna see my deck hoodies and gear, a lot of super fun product representing Badass Bitches Tarot. I also have some of the most exciting events that I think are coming up are in May, my favorite month. It makes sense. So May 18th is the full flower moon in Scorpio. I'll be at Mystic Journey in Venice Beach for a Q&A and a deck signing. So LA peeps, come see me on the flower full moon, May 18th. And there's still space for the Rise Gathering Spring Retreat, where I'm a featured reader, May 31st to June 2nd. And you can get $100 off the weekend with code CARDZ2019 at risegatherings.com. Keep following at CARDZB on Instagram and check out badassbitchestarot.com if you're looking for any events. I'm adding them as they come up. And thank you, as always, for listening. I so appreciate it. I appreciate all the feedback. If you do want to give me a good rating to up my 5.5 stars back to 5, I would so appreciate it. But I am grateful for you guys no matter what. Thank you so much. And as always, stay magical AF.